So I saw this post when I was scrolling through social media, and I definitely wanted to bring this and have a deeper conversation. So in this post, it says people avoid uncomfortable conversations to keep the peace. But peace isn't the goal of a relationship. Love is. And when we love someone, we have the hard conversations in service of that love. And I could not agree more. And immediately when I saw this post, I thought of my platform. I thought of the conversations that I have. And I thought of the women who, you know, call me pick me, mammy, you know, just all kinds of derogatory names. And they don't really understand the magnitude of how deep these conversations really are. Right? They really don't get it. It literally, sometimes, you know, these people think they're hurting my feelings and they don't realize that I just realize how much is going over your head. And the problem is that we are in a space right now, we are in a space in society right now where if you tell somebody the truth, it's considered shaming. It's, you know, it's disrespectful. It's demeaning. You know, they have all the tools and ammunition to combat you because you shouldn't dare say this to me, no matter if it's edifying, if it's going to help me, if it's in support of me being the best version of myself. Once you say something that I don't want to hear, I have all right to, you know, unleash the beast and come at you. And it's really sad. It's really sad. I've watched, you know, we've seen it here on my channel too, people like India Ari, who, you know, is coming on and just standing firm, right? She's just standing firm on what it is that she believes in, on what it is that she thinks about, you know, society as a whole. When she was talking about the Essence Festival, you know, like so many people. Sierra's in a marriage, you know, people who hold her to a high esteem based off of, you know, her going to church or the way that she carries herself, you know, she comes back and she's dragging everybody because of the fact that they hold her to a high esteem. Same thing with Kiki. And it dawned on me that, you know, a lot of women out here, it is evident that the minute that anybody tells you something that is going to elevate you, that is going to assist you, but once it's something that is going to cause you to have to work on yourself, you have the biggest problem with it. Why is it that when somebody tells us something or shines who we are back at us, why is it that it creates this space of animosity between you and this person who is, as this post says, showing you the greatest form of love? I love you. Okay? I'm here for you. So if this is not good for you, I'm going to tell you. I love you. I care about you. So if I see you doing things or going down a road that is not going to be adding to your life, I need to tell you. Women are in a space where they believe that once you, you know, tell them what they want to hear, that's the only way that you can show them that you love them. I think a lot of women miss the point that there's a lot of people who are in successful relationships, happy relationships, that have maybe gone through or been through certain situations when it comes to attitude, disrespect, you know, all of these things. And they have, they know certain keys on how to get the relationship right. And you know what they will do? They will sit from their, you know, relationship that has no issues and tell you advice that they would not use themselves. That's what they'll do. To keep you beneath them. Oh, you know, I don't want to tell this girl that she needs to learn how to cook. No, girl, no, I'm going to tell her that he needs to do this. And he, you know, well, what kind of man is that? What did he want? A slave? I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell her all those things. So that in the friend group, I'm the one who cooking things from scratch. And I'm the one who got the recipes. And I'm the one who can't nobody compete with. When she's arguing with her man and she hits him below the belt, I'm going to tell her, oh, girl, yes, girl. Oh, I can't believe you said that. I'm going to giggle with her. I'm going to kiki. Instead of telling her, you need to fix that, what you did with your man, because you were wrong. You need to get it together, because at the end of the day, you have a good man on your side and he is supportive of you. And as much as you might think the grass is greener somewhere else, there's a possibility ain't no more grass. That's what love is. It's crazy that, you know, a lot of these women, their mom can't tell them nothing. Their dad can't tell them nothing. Their siblings, their friends, not even, sometimes not even the boss that signed a check. Are we so egotistical as women that we feel that we are higher than any authoritative figure, that we, you know, we are perfect. We are so perfect that there's nothing within us that we could possibly change. Do we strongly feel that there's a possibility that we could really never be wrong? It hurts me to see. It does hurt me. A lot of times, you know, especially when I'm doing these videos or where I'm like on social media or I'm seeing certain things, and trust me, there's a lot more conversations coming because there's a lot of things that I've seen in this past week alone that I definitely want to touch on. But when I see the space that women are at, that, you know, people have to apologize for standing up for truth and rights, and people respecting themselves, and the apology is on you holding your sister to a higher standard, and people are looking at you like you're wrong. That's crazy. It's twisted and sick. I say this too, you know, I had a conversation the other day and I actually said this. It's so interesting because there's some women, right? I'm going to be very transparent in this conversation because it's on my heart. There's some women who are genuinely going through things, whether it's hormonally, mentally, emotionally. Like, there are some women who are really dealing with, whether it's trauma or whether it is, you know, like I said, hormonal imbalances that they're really going through. And when you're in a space that you're in a relationship with somebody, I'm going to use the biggest mirror of yourself is the intimate relationship that you're in. When you're in a relationship with your spouse and he can't check you or correct you and say, yo, you know, once a month you got an attitude. What's wrong with you? You act crazy. Are you okay? This is not normal. Because you believe that you are above reproach, you might have like real issues going on within your body that you can't even address. Because you're not even taking the time out to hear when somebody is telling you an observation of you. You're experiencing you. You're experiencing what it is to be you. This person is experiencing what it is to be with you or be around you. They can give you a bird's eye view of what they see of observation, time, how often you're doing these things. You can have real issues that are being, you know, pushed under the rug that you could actually resolve to live a better life, a healthier life. But you so busy arguing, ain't nothing wrong with me, something wrong with you. I don't got no problem, maybe you got the problem. It's like, you know, being in spaces where, you know, even as a man, he can't tell his woman anything, where he can't, you know, suggest what would be the best option for her. And sometimes it could be something that could literally save her life. But she's so egotistical in her own world, thinking that it's always, you know, somebody coming at her, or, you know, somebody trying to make her be something that she's not, that she can't hear it. So something that could possibly save your life, you're teaching the people around you not to tell you. because of how you might react. Or, oh, you know, y'all already know her mouth. Y'all know how she gonna go off. Y'all know how she do. Women have to understand that you see this whole, I'm better than you, I'm higher than you, can't nobody tell me nothing, you know, can't nobody check me, can't nobody do this, can't nobody hold me accountable, you know, can't nobody point out the wrongdoings, can't nobody force me to apologize. You see, all of these things that feel good to you in the moment are aiding to your demise. That's what they're doing. I'm going to tell you guys something that happened to me the other day. So the other day, I was leaving the gym and I went to this restaurant to go get lunch, right? And I'm in the parking lot and this woman is driving in front of me. I didn't know who was in front of me. I just knew there was a car in front of me and she's driving in front of me. I'm behind her and she's kind of like going like, you know, zigzagging through the parking lot and I'm right behind her and there's no way I can go around her. So I'm trying to park. I don't know what she was doing at the time, but she swings out, right? So she swings out in front of me. And so I'm right here and I'm trying to go into the parking spot. So when she swings out, I'm thinking she's going to stay on this side. So I'm going so I can go pull into my spot. Well, she swings right back around. So it's like she went this way and this way to go into the parking spot. So I beeped her, you know, a nice little gentle beep because I wanted her to know that I was there because I could have, you know, hit her. When I beeped her, this woman goes ballistic. Like, I'm sitting in my car, you know, good endorphins after the gym, you know, focused on, you know, whatever it is I'm focused on. And she goes ballistic. And I'm watching her. So I pull up in the parking spot next to her. She's getting out of the car. I'm getting out of the car. So I say to her, I'm like, hey, I was just honking you so that you knew I was there. You know, I was trying to make you aware of the fact that, you know, I was beside you. I didn't want to hit you. It completely goes in one ear, out the other. She goes off. Oh, you know, screaming, you know, going off. And she was like, I was like, you need to calm down. You know, as she's screaming, I'm like, hey, you need to calm down. Like, it's hot outside. Like, girl, maybe you need some water. Like, you need to calm down. She's going off, like going off. Ballistic, again, ballistic. And so I repeat myself and I said, hey, I was just honking you so that you knew I was there because I almost hit you. It's not that big of a deal. That's it. It's okay. Like, it's okay. I'm okay. You're okay. Just calm down. Don't let a stranger, this is what I'm saying. Don't let a stranger rile you up so much. It's not worth it. As humans, we need each other. I'm literally saying all these things. As humans, we need each other. It's not that deep. This woman breaks down in tears and is crying. Oh my gosh, I've been having such a bad day. I'm this, I'm that. You know, I'm going through so much stuff. And I'm like, it's okay. She reaches out to give me a handshake and I give her a hug, right? And immediately, I was thinking, you know, if we just had more understanding as people, we would have a lot less conflicts. But however, you see, the understanding that it takes for everybody to have is not going to come so easily because everybody is going through something that you may not know. So as women, when you're standing in the place that you're always on 10 because you always think you're right, and you always think you have the answer, and you always think that somebody is coming at you in a negative light, you can't even hear the peace that's around you. You're creating havoc. You're creating the chaos because of whatever you have going on internally. If I would have been on 10, like this lady is on 10, it would have been a whole different situation. Who knows what would have came out of this situation? But it dawned on me, like, wow, out of love, I'm having this conversation with you. But even out of love, you could not hear it. I had to repeat myself over and over again for you to even hear what I was saying the first time. And when you finally caught it, because of how calm I am, now you realize, oh, this person is coming in peace. Oh, all this behavior is unnecessary. Oh, all this, you know, rah-rah arguing that I'm doing didn't make no sense. Oh, this person is actually speaking to me out of love. Not out of problem, not out of conflict, not out of judgment, not out of her being better than me. Sometimes we have to have those conversations. You know, I could have been about my business, right? She could have haunted me. I could have parked. I could have just went about my business and act like, you know, whatever, because it wouldn't take nothing off of me. I wouldn't do nothing. I don't know this person. But me being who I am, I had that hard conversation with you. Girl, you're tripping. Like, you need to drink some water and calm down. Why are you acting like this? It's okay. I thought it was so, you know, mesmerizing as well, because it's a great reflection of what I do here. I'm going to keep on having the hard conversation. I'm going to keep on holding you accountable. I'm going to keep on saying the things that you may not want to say, or maybe it strike a nerve the first time, but then you come back on my channel again and you keep on watching and you keep on hearing. And the next thing you know, you're one of the many women who are in my DMs who are saying, girl, I couldn't stand you at first. I'm not going to lie. My husband or my boyfriend was playing you and I was so annoyed. But after I took a step back, I realized that there's a lot of things that you say that I did need to work on. I realized that I was ruining my relationship. I realized that I was being defensive for no reason. I realized that I was taking out stress on this person and it wasn't necessary. I realized that you were speaking out of love. Because let me tell you something. Let me go back to the beginning of when I was saying, there's a lot of women who are in relationships who know the tools to tell their friends or to tell their peers of how to have happy and healthy relationships, and they are not doing that. Because they want to be the one. I'd like to know what you guys think about this in the comment section down below. I'd love to hear you guys' opinions on this video. I know it's a little different, but it was on my heart and I wanted to do it. So here it is. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up. And I will see you guys in the next one. Love you.